Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Brookfield. I'm Chris Conley. We are at our first intermission in a scoreless hockey game between the Marquette Hilltoppers and the D.C. Everest Evergreens. The ice has been resurfaced, and the teams are coming back out now. Our second period will be underway shortly. Highlight again the play of Everest goalie Michael Moe. Unofficially, 14 saves first period. I had him for 33 saves last night at the university school in what amounted to a 5-0 loss. And 34 saves the night before that against Wisconsin Rapids. It's not usual that the goalie would be the star of an 0-3 hockey team, but that is the case here. In fact, I had a chance to say hello to Michael Moe's parents just outside the university school. And I said that to me, it looked like his level of play from junior year to senior year has improved. And they said, yep, a lot of work during the off season. And it shows. Mom and Dad saw it also. Team's been... We're ready to drop the puck for period number two. D.C. Everest Hockey. Hockey this afternoon brought to you by the Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at the Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. And Valley Communities Credit Union. Their mission is to build lifelong relationships one member at a time, providing sound financial products and services. Valley Communities Credit Union, inviting you to visit their newest location in Cronenwetter. One of the linesmen is over in front of the D.C. Everest bench. And this is the second time we've had a long conversation between a member of this officiating team and the Evergreens bench. And I'm not sure what this is about. But right now it is delaying the start of our second period. Conversation doesn't look very animated. It looks kind of friendly. And now the two linesmen are huddling up. What's this all about? Don't see any kind of problem with the ice. The Evergreens will next be in action on Tuesday. They'll be on the road against Marshfield. Marshfield is a 1-3 team. You would think that that would be a winnable or a competitive game. And if the Evergreens could get that, they would even to 1-1 in Valley Conference standings after dropping that home opener to Wisconsin Rapids. Well, the two linesmen have moved away from the Evergreens bench, but they are still talking. And we are not quite ready for playing yet. I have no idea what this is about here. Looking back over at the Evergreens bench, it would only be a guess as to what the holdup is. You know what? While we are delayed, because it doesn't look like we're ready to start anytime soon, why don't we take a one-minute break? We are about to get the second period underway, 0-0, back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by FeedThePig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I improved my credit score.
You're kidding, right?
No.
How are we supposed to be the bad boys of electrosynth pop if you're out there being responsible? The band is about to be discovered. This is our year.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while now.
You think anyone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was worried about their credit score?
I never really thought that.
Of course they weren't. Rock stars aren't supposed to think about that kind of stuff. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, write aggressively sensitive power ballads, start questionable fashion trends, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
I thought maybe it was time to take control of my finances, you know? Start using a budget. Get out of debt. Set some goals.
A budget? Debt? Set some goals? Listen, I knew that we'd have our creative differences, but I was hoping they'd involve a little more scandal.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
We are Fox Sports!
Wish I could tell you exactly what that delay was, but we are ready to rely on hockey. The puck drops. Everest gets a shot off the opening faceoff. Chris Baviar sends it high into the glass, and we have a penalty here. Penalty's going to go against Marquette. It's roughing on Captain Patrick Liardo. Liardo's going to serve a two-minute minor. Evergreens go on the power play. Sent behind the net. Alex Denger fighting for it there. Evergreens with a man advantage. Michael Plaza behind the net looking to center. Teammate Brady Burrell still there. Evergreens 0-for-1 on the power play tonight. Looking to go out to the blue line. Wrist shot deflected and goes into the corner off the stick of Avery Allard. And Marquette clears it. Sends it down the length of the ice. Marquette gets a partial change. Evergreen still unable to get organized here. And Marquette sends it back down the length of the ice again. Evergreen still trying to get this going. They'll start from behind their net. Only 35 seconds left in the power play. Evergreen's now push forward. They're onside. Fighting for it along the far boards is Brady Burrell. Burrell looks to center. Unable to hold the zone. Evergreen send it back in. It's behind Marquette's net. Only 20 seconds left in this power play. And here's a shot on goal. Just goes wide. Michael Plaza misfired. Evergreens hold the zone. 10 seconds left in the man advantage. Back the red line. Blue line, is Avery Allard. Allard looked to go back for Derek Tomczyk. Hopped over Tomczyk's stick. Skips back to center ice. We are back at even strength. Coming back the other way. Shot on goal from Jack O'Connor. Deflected by a man trailing the play. Chris Sackman was still able to get his stick out in front and sent that shot so it didn't even go on goal. 14:35 to play second period. And we are scoreless. So both teams are 0-for-2 on the power play. Marquette's got the puck at center ice. Now it's taken away by Avery Allard. Allard goes cross ice. Long pass to Grant Dennis. Let him a little too far. Goes into the corner. Evergreens fight to hold it in. Nate Burns. Burns keeps it in at the blue line, looking for his teammate Rice Dively. Instead, it squirts towards goalie Scott Pelkowski, who will cover it up. We'll have a face-off here with 14:08 to play in the third period. We're in the second period, and we are scoreless. Evergreens Hockey is brought to you by InterCity State Bank, providing full-service banking for families and businesses. InterCity State Bank. Come bank with us. Convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Walsall. Marshfield, Marquette controls the faceoff. Rushing down the ice the other way. Tried the backhanded shot. Goes over the net. Jack Lewis. Lewis was losing control of his skates as he was trying to send that. Evergreen's now trying to clear. Big check in front of us. Sent hurling into the boards is Nate Burns. Now wrapped around, Evergreens look to come out. Big hit the other way. Jack Lewis went flying for the Hilltoppers. Evergreens are onside. Here's a chance for Bryce Dively. Backhand off the stick of the goalie and out of play. Dively tried the backhand while he was skating in. Looked like that was not going to be on net, though. Looked like it would have gone over the crossbar, and instead it went off the stick of goalie Scott Pergowski and then into the netting out of play. 13.5 minutes to play second period. Face off to Pergelski's right. Evergreens control. Sent on goal. Pergelski didn't see that. It went behind his net. Lucky. Good scoring opportunity for the Evergreens. Now they'll look to fish it out of the corner here. Coming back out to the blue line. Here's a shot on goal and went off someone's skates. Alex Denger with a good scoring opportunity. Evergreens hold the zone again. Looking down in front. Michael Plaza saved. Plaza was right there on the doorstep. He was on that far post and was unable to direct it into the net, and Scott Pergelski, goalie, covered it up. He's made three saves in this sequence. 13:11 to play, and the faceoff comes to Pergelski's right. Evergreen's keeping the pressure on the net here. Here's another shot on goal from Avery Allard save. Allard with a wrist shot was going for the upper left corner. In fact, that was a fluttering shot. And it turned out that Pergelski made the save down low. Another faceoff to the right of Pergelski. Evergreens look to control and hold it in. This has been a sustained attack from the Evergreens, which we have not seen for a while. Pretty good minute or two of hockey. Now Marquette breaks the zones. We go under 13 minutes to play second period. Evergreens look to retreat. Evergreens have had the momentum for the last couple of minutes, something we haven't seen in a while. Alex Denger looks to go forward, pass a little too long. Marquette comes back the other way. They're onside, skating into the zone. Jack O'Connor. O'Connor's in the corner. He's checked off the puck. Evergreens take it away. Pushing forward. Brady Burrell. Burrell lost the puck for a moment. Alex Denger is there. between the blue lines. Now Marquette shot near side, briefly loose in front. Good scoring opportunity for Charlie Bowles. And Michael Moe was unable to cover that shot. It was loose in front for a moment. Now Marquette sends it back into the corner. Marquette's going to get a change here. Evergreens will get a partial change. And the Evergreens push it up. That pass was intended for Austin Shero. Instead, it's a little too long for him. Slides down the length of the ice. Icing will be the call. We'll come back for a face-off to Michael Moe's left. Evergreens Hockey is brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. Country Fresh Meats at the corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Evergreens win the faceoff, and Austin Shero along the far board. Shero carries it into the red line. Shero is taken down. We're going to have a penalty upcoming here. Evergreens shot just wide. Opportunity there for Nate Burns. Sent it into the corner. Evergreens hold the zone. Sent around behind the net. Evergreens still hold it in. Brady Burrell there. Burrell looks to skate in, now looks to feed a teammate in the shot, six saved away! Tyler Kohler almost got that one in as the Evergreens are trying for that first goal of the season. Comes back out to the blue line, here's Derek Tomczyk. Tomczyk sends it on goal, that's wide behind the net, now we have a stoppage. And the Evergreens are about to go on the power play. Evergreens sent Michael Moe all the way over to the bench to try and get that extra man on the ice there. Wait and see what the call is here. But it is one of the Hilltoppers who is going to get taken here. Alex Kent will be taken for 2 minutes. And that's roughing. So Evergreens have a man advantage. Off the faceoff, Marquette controls and sends it down the length of the ice. Marquette thought about trying to get something going shorthanded. Instead, they retreat, and Alex Denger comes up for the Evergreens. Denger skates it across the blue line, sends it behind the net, wraps all the way around, and goes out of the zone. Evergreens didn't have anyone to hold it in there at the other side. And now Michael Plaza. Evergreens getting organized back at the red line. Two players down, trailing the play. Skating into the zone is Avery Allard. So this is essentially a three-on-two. Until we come back, Marquette takes it away. Short-handed shot goes just over the crossbar. Jack O'Connor took away that slow-moving pass. Now the Evergreens have to fight for it in the corner. 1:09 left in the power play. That's twice in this game so far that Marquette has had a short-handed scoring opportunity. Still scoreless. Michael Plaza loses it at the red line. Evergreens recover. Skating with a man advantage for another 50 seconds. Onside, into the zone comes Brady Burrell. Burrell's shot goes wide. Behind the net now and into the corner. Evergreens look to center. Back out to the point. Shot is down low and sticked away. Nate Burns put it on goal. Evergreens have had the better of the action in this second period. 35 seconds left in the power play. Everest controls. Here's a wrist shot. Didn't get through cleanly. Taken by Grant Dennis. Into the corner, back out to the blue line. Nate Burns. Burns goes cross-ice to Dennis. Moves in just off the pads of Scott Pergelski. Shot and a save there. 19 seconds left in the power play. A little bit of traffic in front. Pergelski goes down low and covers it up at the near post. And a little pushing and shoving afterwards, and one of the linesmen lost his skates and went down. We have a stoppage with 15 seconds left in the man advantage. This has been a good power play for the Evergreens, but boy, when goals are hard to come by, nothing comes easy. They've pressured the net consistently during this power play, still have nothing to show for it. Well, still 15 seconds left to work with. Face-off comes to the right of the Marquette goal. Back out to the blue line, Nate Burns. Burns looking to feed one of his teammates. It's on Grant Dennis's stick. Dennis's shot doesn't go through cleanly. Now it's behind the net and sent down the length of the ice. Marquette has successfully killed off the power play. We're back at 9.5 minutes to play. Second period. No score. Hilltoppers and Evergreens. Marquette now has a pass. Taken away at center ice. On to Chris Sackman's stick. Sackman sends it into the corner. Evergreens will get a partial change. Chasing there. Marquette controls the puck. Have to go the length. Looking for a cross-ice pass. It's taken away by Tyler Kohler. Kohler skates in, looking for his teammate pass. A little too long for Austin Shero. Kohler should have taken the shot there. He had a better angle than his teammate did, and it's a missed opportunity. Evergreens still try and hold this zone. It's down in the corner. Fighting for it there is Nate Burns. Burns sends it behind the net. Marquette is there, looks to counterattack. Along the near boards, stick checked away by Derek Tomczyk. Goes behind the net. Michael Moe goes out between the pipes. Leaves it for his teammate. Marquette sends it back in. Marquette gets a partial change here as well. Evergreen's looking to control the puck. Take it away. Good work here from Marquette's Nick Ziskind. Now behind the net is Craig Lundin. Lundin looks to center. Evergreen's take it away. Nope, Marquette takes it right back. Stick checked away. That's good defense from Tyler Kohler. But Kohler's unable to control the puck. Sent down in the other direction. It's behind the Evergreen's net. Michael Moe thought about retrieving it. Instead, Grant Dennis takes it for the Evergreens. Under 8 minutes to play. Evergreens push forward. Tyler Kohler, he's onside. Kohler looks to center. Bodies down on the ice. Puck's behind the net now into the corner. See if the Evergreens can hustle and hold this in. Yes, they do. Nate Burns. Up, hopped over his stick. Goes out to center ice. Evergreens retreat there. Where Brady Burrell looks to send it in. Evergreens have had momentum. Good things will come from this. Burrell shot on goal. Save down low. He almost went right between the wickets. Scott Pergelski was able to get a pad on it. But it turned out to be a one-time opportunity. The rebound came out of the zone. Evergreens now fight back onside. Chris Babiarz. Babiarz carries to the corner. Behind the net, Evergreens looking to center. A Marquette defender is there. It's held in at the blue line by Bryce Dively. Dively's shot goes around the boards off the plexiglass. Behind the net now with 7 minutes to play in the second period. We are still scoreless. Out to the blue line. Here's a shot with traffic in front. Briefly loose off Avery Allard's stick. And into the corner. Evergreens hold it again. Set on goal. Almost deflected in. Alex Danger. Evergreens keeping up pressure here. Still looking for this first goal. Out to the blue line. Here's a slap shot with traffic in front. Just missed from Avery Allard. Had Bryce Dively trying to clog things up just outside the crease. Now into the corner. He's got a whistle and a stoppage. Going to have a penalty here? It was a good sequence for the Evergreens. Officials coming over to the scorer's table. And yes, the Evergreens are going to get another power play. They're going to take Sam Allen. Second time that Sam Allen has been called for a penalty. Evergreens so far 0-for-3 on the power play. For interference. So the Evergreens have a man advantage again. And it comes at a time when they have momentum. They control the faceoff. They're behind the net. Still searching for the first goal. And unable to hold the zone. Little trouble with the stick for Matthew Yonke. Sends it right back in. Evergreens have some traffic. Yonke fights for it in the corner. Minute and a half left in the man advantage. Back out to the blue line. Bryce Dively. Dively skates in. He's got it on the backhand side. Shoveled in front of the net. Just went through the crease. No one's there. Evergreens retreat. Still hold. Has it stick checked away. And here comes Marquette with a quick breakaway trying the other way. And fanning on the shot and missing was Jack O'Connor. But there's going to be a penalty. Because O'Connor was going to be hooked from behind. Actually, there's some confusion now on who this is going to be on. O'Connor may have retaliated when he fanned on that shot. He was ahead of the play. Let's see if the Evergreens are going to have a two-man advantage here. See what the penalty is going to be. Nope, the penalty will be against D.C. Everest. Against Avery Allard. Allard's going to be called for slashing. So we will face four-on-four hockey for a while. And then Marquette will have a one-man advantage for 45 seconds. Just under 6 minutes to play. Face-off is going to come in the Everest end to Michael Moe's left. So we are 4-on-4 for a minute and 12 seconds. See if this loosens things up in a scoreless game. Evergreens control the face-off. Nate Burns. The bad thing about that sequence is it derails Evergreens' momentum. Evergreens were finally getting some pressure on the net. In fact, this has been the best half a period that we've seen all season from the Evergreens. Puck is now loose at the blue line. Evergreen send it down. And from the red line, it's on net. And it is covered up by Scott Pergelski. Pergelski saw that one of the Evergreens was getting down ice faster than his defenseman was and decided to cover it up. It's good hustle from Chris Babiarz. Again, we are 4-on-4 now for another 45 seconds with 5:24 to play, second period. Evergreens win the faceoff, looking to center, putting the shot on goal is Alex Danger, a stick save. Another good scoring opportunity. Evergreens kept the pressure up. This is going to be rewarded sooner or later. Evergreens trying to hold the zone. Brady Burrell is fighting for it in the corner. Marquette has it. Checked off the puck, trying to get it out of there. Again, 4-on-4 hockey. Sent behind the Evergreens, the Marquette net. Nate Burns is trying to center. Marquette takes it away. 4-on-4 for another 20 seconds. Then Marquette will have a power play. It's almost sent into the bench area. Ooh, one of the officials went down hard. One of the officials, I think, is hurt. He's okay. He's getting up. And now Michael Moe has the puck slide in his direction. He covers it up. And our referee shaking it off. He went down hard. One of the players made contact with him from behind. Inadvertently, everybody's okay. 5 seconds left in the 4-on-4. And then 45 seconds of power play time for Marquette. As Sam Allen's penalty is just about complete, Avery Allard still has some time left to serve. Off the faceoff, it's behind the net, looking to center for Marquette. Taken away by Chris Sackman. All right, Marquette on the power play now. 45 seconds. Sackman holds it shorthanded and sends it all the way down the length of the ice. 35 seconds. Marquette will set up this power play rush from behind their own net. They'll have to rush the entire length. Shoveling ahead for a blue line pass. They're on line, onside. Good pass, but stick checked away in the corner. Good defensive effort there for Alex Danger, disrupting that. Marquette still holds the zone. Now skating in. To the forehand side is Jackson Weiss, but he's molested there, unable to get a shot off, and they can't hold the zone. Now only 10 seconds left in the advantage. Marquette will get a final rush here. Coming in onside is Charlie Boles. Loses control of the puck behind the net. Marquette still holds it in, but we're at even strength now. Back to 5-on-5 hockey. Shot on goal. Saved by Michael Moe. Jack O'Connor with the wrist shot, and Moe gloves it. We'll have a stoppage. 3:45 to play in the second period. Evergreens Hockey, sponsored by Ace Hardware Weston. More than a hardware store, a team of experts ready to help, welcoming you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. Face off to Michael Moe's left. Marquette controls and holds the zone. A lot of traffic in front. Michael Moe didn't see that for a moment. Skated hardly. Puck landed harmlessly in the corner. Avery Allard is fighting there for the Evergreens. Marquette tries to hold the zone. It's loose along the near boards. Very physical there. Marquette still keeps it in. Evergreens take it behind their own net. Nate Burns. Burns leaves it there for Alex Danger. We'll go under 3 minutes to play in the period. Puck almost popped into the bench area. Nope, Evergreens control it at center ice, but lose control of it. Marquette's there to take it away. Here's Brian Carroll. Carroll for the Hilltoppers in his own corner. Now skates behind his net. Evergreens hold it in on a bad pass there. Holding it is Avery Allard. Allard now in the corner. Trying to get it out of there is Brady Burrell looking to center. Instead goes into the other corner behind the net. Chris Babiarz. Babiarz centered, left hand, just missed. Nate Burns, rebound and a score! Finally, Brady Burrell directed it in, and a goal for the Evergreens. The Evergreens gather in the corner like they waited forever for that. Nate Burns will get an assist. Brady Burrell gets the goal. And the Evergreens have a lead, 1-0. 2:50 to play in the second period. And the Evergreens, I can tell you, deserved it. The Evergreens had the better of the action here in this second period. And finally, a lot of effort paid off. Face off now. It's back into the Evergreen zone. They're giving the goal to Avery Allard, and they're giving Nate Burns an assist. Avery Allard was out in front, and there was a lot of traffic there in front of the net. And now the puck goes out of play. We have a stoppage with 2:21 left. So it is Avery Allard who lights the lamp for the first time for the Evergreens. And just like that, finally, for the first time this season, the Evergreens have themselves a lead. Avery Allard has been very active on several of his line's shifts. So we're glad to see him rewarded. Marquette controls the faceoff. Back of the blue line. Traffic in front. Michael Moe gets on top of it. Was sent on net there by J.P. Henley, who's seeing some of his first ice time. And there was some pushing and shoving in front of the net. In fact, we're going to have a penalty called here. In fact, they're going to take two, one from each side, as some of these players played on in front. So we'll have two serving out two-minute minors with 2 minutes to play. It is behind the net. Evergreens look to get it out of the zone. Here they come with a rush the other way. Michael Plaza. Plaza lost control of the puck, and Brian Carroll is there to get it for Marquette. Under 2 minutes to play. Evergreens lead 1-0, and the Evergreens hold it in the zone. Nate Burns. Burns looking to center. He's carried behind the net. Looking to center again. Had a man in front. Instead, it goes out to the blue line. Still fighting for it there is Nate Burns, who's looking for Derek Tomczyk. Marquette defender now has the puck on his stick, but the Evergreens hold it in. And here's a shot just wide by Michael Plaza. Missed the far post, but not by much. Into the corner. Evergreens fighting for it there. Brady Burrell is trying to center. Avery Allard is in there as well. 1 minute, 20 seconds left. Comes free. Almost came free in front. Chris Babiarz was unable to catch up with that puck in time. Evergreens hold it in. Nate Burns holding it at the blue line. Now wrist shot down low. Burns puts it on net. It's a save. Scott Pergelski with the save. If you're wondering how long it took the Evergreens to get their first goal, almost the first 11 periods of the season. Avery Allard scored with 2:50 left in the second period for this 1-0 lead that the Evergreens now enjoy. Face-off comes to the left of the Marquette goal. And we're going to have another penalty coming up here as there's a lot of action in the corner. And the Evergreens are going to go on a power play again here. It was physical there right in front of the Evergreens bench. Let's see who's going off. I believe it's Jackson Weiss of Marquette. And it is. Evergreens with a lead, and now they will have a man advantage. Referee now is talking. Two linesmen come over, talking to a couple of the Evergreens players. Here against Jackson Weiss. Jackson Weiss checking from behind. And will have to sit an additional 10 minutes for misconduct. Evergreens will have a power play for the remaining 1:04 left in this period. It'll carry over into the third period. Evergreens control the faceoff. Here's Avery Allard. And now in the corner, Chris Babiarz. See if the Evergreens can take advantage of this opportunity. Build on the 1-0 lead. Under a minute to play in the period. Babiarz still fighting. Comes out to the point. Shot in traffic just wide. Avery Allard's shot sailed wide of the near post. And they had traffic in front. I think the goalie was partially screened there. Allard still holds. Looks to feed one of his teammates. Man in front. Physical in front of the net. Michael Plaza was trying to set up shop outside the crease. Evergreens can't hold the zone, though. 30 seconds left in the period. The Evergreens will be on power play right to the intermission. Evergreens now set up at the blue line looking for a final rush in. Feeding into the corner is Chris Babiarz. Babiarz will look to center. Sends it around the net. Holding it in the zone is Nate Burns. Now just 10 seconds left. Evergreens will get a shot here. On goal, they scored! Evergreens slid that one by the far post. I believe that goal is going to go to Derek Tomczyk. It came from the far side of the ice. And Tomczyk slid it by cross ice. Beating Scott Pergelski. And the Evergreens have a 2-0 lead on a power play goal. We will wait for the official announcement. It comes with just 7 seconds left in the period. We drop the puck and the second period will come to an end. We will keep it right here as we hope the scoring information will be announced. I believe that that is Derek Tomczyk's goal. Nope. It's Chris Babiarz's goal. Babiarz did the good work there, fighting for it in the corner. and they give an assist to Nate Burns. The Evergreens have a 2-0 lead as we come to our second intermission. So just like that, the goals came in bunches. We wouldn't have it any other way. We have a couple of D.C. Everest broadcasts for the week ahead, and we're not all that far away from Marathon Cup weekend. Look at that, one weekend away. We will preview all of that action when we come back. We are at the second intermission, and D.C. Everest is leading Marquette 2-0. Back after a 3-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.